What's up, everybody? Ben Raza here from Stochastic, bringing you my favorite prize picks for the PGA Travelers Championship getting underway this Thursday. We've got a lot to get to, and we are going to try to find the easiest ways to make some money over on prize picks. We're coming off the U.S. Open, no doubt about it, but the Travelers Championship in Connecticut, kind of in my backyard, one of the stronger fields we see outside of majors. A lot of the big names have stuck around in the Northeast, and this is a regular stop on tour, TPC River Highlands. Certainly, if you want more information about the course and everything that's going on for this tournament, this is the channel you want to be at. Like and subscribe. We've got plenty of PGA content. But let's dive into the picks. I've got three of them over on Prize Picks. One of my favorite things about Prize Picks, you're able to attack things that the normal, you know, other sites don't have. And one of them is fairways hit. That is one of the over-unders that we can attack. I have Keegan Bradley here at over 9.5 fairways hit as my first pick. Keegan, pure ball striker. He has only lost off the tee twice in 2022. He's coming off a seventh place finish at the U.S. Open. He's been fantastic. He's made 5 straight cuts. He's made 9 of 10 cuts. All of these things are positive. Then we go to the course. It's one of the easier driving courses. You can club down off the tee. That is going to elevate your fairways hit. I think that Keegan clears this number, hits double-digit fairways, and we make it 1-for-1 to get things started. Now, if you're just hopping in for the first time and you want to know about Prize Picks, if you haven't been over there, daily prop-based contest, and we have a promo code for you. Promo code AWESOMO for a $100 first match deposit bonus. It's a different way to play. You can make 5-player lineups, so you can get up to 10 extra entry fee. You're going to be projecting over or under on various categories. There's a lot of different options, a lot of ways to gain an edge. I think the Keegan Bradley fairways hit is a great starting point. Now, pick two, where we're going. We're going to go a little more traditional. They've got the head-to-heads. Who will make more birdies in that first round? Patrick Cantlay over Keith Mitchell. Keith Mitchell is a prolific scorer, so I'm a little bit worried about that. But when I just look at these two players, to me, Patrick Cantlay still is kind of in a different class of players. Coming off a 14th at the U.S. Open, which by his standards, you know, he hasn't been good in majors, but he's an elite player. Third at the Memorial, runner-up at Heritage. He gains in all 4 categories, and he's got plenty of experience at this course at the Travelers. Now, we look at Keith Mitchell. He's also playing well, and again, he is someone, he can dismantle the par fives and he can score, but he has not been able to get it going here at Travelers. 3 appearances, miscut, and 56th. For some reason, and I think there are reasons that we can decipher, he is not able to utilize his skill set to his maximum degree here. And I think we kind of see that again. So I'm just going to take my mind, clearly the better player. And I'm going to say that Patrick Cantlay over Keith Mitchell in birdies as our second pick. Now let's round it out. One last pick. Try to make it 3-for-3. I'm going to go right back to where I started. Let's correlate it a little bit. If Keegan Bradley is able to hit over 9.5 fairways, well, I also like him over 3.5 birdies. No doubt about it. In that first round, I think that Keegan has shown that his game is in fantastic shape. The putter, what can I say? I'm going to try to spin it. It's hard to spin it with Keegan. He is not a good putter. It struggles. It comes and goes. But the ball striking travels, and I will take my chances that he can hole some putts on a course that he's seen every year for the past decade. He comes here every year. He's a Northeast guy. This is what he is used to. I think this gives him a decent shot to at least be flat with the putter. His ball striking can carry him, no doubt about it. So I'm going to go with Keegan Bradley over 3.5 birdies in round 1. Now, where are we at? So we've got Keegan over 9.5 fairways hit. We've got Patrick Cantlay over Keith Mitchell in birdies, and then Keegan over 3.5 birdies in that first round. We do that, and we select the power play, which means we need 3 of 3. Can't go 2-for-3. That's going to be a loser. We get 5-to-1 on that payout, and I really like this. Again, there's a million different options in terms of what you can substitute. You can go and slide in different guys. You've got Keegan. You've got Cantlay. Certainly, I like Rory this week as well. I almost put him in this video. So there's a number of ways that you can structure this. But I just wanted to say, once again, promo code AWESOMO. Get over there, sign up, and give it a try. It's a different type of format and one that I think you will really enjoy. For me, for everyone here at Stochastic, good luck this week. Enjoy all the golf and all the content that we have. And again, head over to Prize Picks. Let's go 3-for-3. And I'll talk to you guys soon.